Climate strikers have Valentine's Day message: roses are red, violets are blue. BP and Shell, we are coming for you, Leicester. Energetic youth want to strike with workers: roses are red, violets are blue. BP and Shell, we are coming for you. This was the chant of around young people marching through Leicester city centre. The most recent climate strike was loud and energetic, made up of 120 college, secondary and even primary school students. The hard work put into coordinating the event by the young organizers was clear. Students were stewarding, leading chants, handing out badges, and collecting contact details from attendees. Young socialists and Socialist Party members went down to support the action. Our slogan was "Build Working Class Struggle for Socialist Change to End Climate Change." All our leaflets were taken. We marched with the students to their alley. Speakers talked about fighting for a Green New Deal, with green jobs for energy workers. Imran Muller, a student from WQE College, explained how climate activists had been listed as extremists by the Tories Prevent scheme. This showed the rich and powerful fear an organized movement. Leicester Young Socialists held a meeting after the march and four of the organizers came along. They wanted to discuss a way forward for the climate movement, and how to build and widen the strikes. The organizers were keen to link up with workers. The Socialist Party was able to put them in contact with University and College Union, UCU, strikers, restarting their action on the 20th of February, see pages 6-7. The National Education Union is striking again at WQE College, part of the National Sixth Form Strike Against Cuts, see pages 6-7. Young socialists will be supporting their pickets, linking up with the climate strike organizers, to unite workers and youth in action. Tessa Warrington,